Well, yeah, if you look at the scoreboard, you'd think it would be a tough game. But to be fair to us, we played well for large parts of the game. You know, we had a lot of territory, a lot of possession. And, you know, to be fair, we're really pleased with the way the players adapted and reacted to the challenge in front of them. You know, we had a lot of changes. Bath had a lot of their first team players playing, so we were quite pleased. We're not pleased with the scoreboard, but we were pleased with the performance and, you know, the way that a lot of the players adapted to the challenge, as I said, in front of them. And I thought they did, you know, really well in that regard, you know.
6-3 up, and then Bath suddenly took their chances, didn't they? They were far more clinical.
Well, they did. They, you know, I think in the first half we made 4 errors. They scored, you know, tries from 3 of them, and we only gave away 4 penalties. So, you know, it was quite a constructive first half. Other than, as you say, those 3 errors were very costly. They scored 2 good tries, and, you know, you're expecting that from a team of their quality.
You came out certainly that. Well, they scored a try start the second half, but then you had your best period.
Yeah, we did. Again, following on from the first 20 minutes we had in the first half, we kept the ball well. We had good territory, but we just couldn't sort of convert the possession, the territory into chances to score. But again, there were, you know, lots of things. As a coach, you've got to look at the big picture, I suppose, to keep everybody moving forward. And there were lots of good things to take out of the game in terms of that side of it. So we were pleased with the application. Disappointed we didn't get a few more points on the board.
Josh Drownoe, I thought he did quite well. Good try.
Yeah, that was a good try. It was from the training ground. One of the training ground move, as we say. No, it was excellent. Good ball. Our line-up worked quite nicely all day. Good ball off the top. And Sione Tupilota did really well, actually, in the move and created space for Josh to finish. And if you give him opportunities and space, he will always score. And he took his try really well.
We always say it's an inexperienced side, but you only get experience by playing in that sort of competition.
Absolutely, and I think that's where we are as a senior group. Where we're building, you know, we're building as we move forward. You know, we've got to win now, but we know that we need to progress in future time as well. And, you know, these type of games for George Porter, Oliver Tomacek, you know, Ollie Hayes, you know, it's the first game that Ollie started at this level, and he's only 20 after a serious neck injury. So all those things are very positive, brothers. And you know, the whole side came out of it with a lot of credit today, I felt, other than the scoreboard was a little bit nasty to look at the end, and perhaps they didn't deserve that with the effort and with some of the skill they showed as well.
I think there's a difference there when I think Niall Dacus came on for the Warriors and Lewis Moody came on for Bath, so a bit of difference, really.
Yeah, but, you know, with greatest respect to Lewis, he's been a fantastic player, but, you know, Niall's going to be around, he's going to be part of our group, hopefully, for a long time to come, and that's great experience when, you know, he runs on the same time as the England captain. So, again, that's good experience for him. So, you know, he'll remember that, hopefully, and it'll stand him in good stead.